Now then, I want you to meet somebody. His name is Nason Smith. He grew up the son of a bookie, and when his dad took bets, Nason, he had to find a way to pass the time.
Yeah, I had a father who was a bookmaker, you know, so his gambling was just like, you know, every Tuesday night the house is a casino. We had a pool table, and so I played pool from 6, 7, you know, on, and I played every day. I mean, I played pool, and I remember going to a place that, you know, 12 years old, none of this is explained, but we were just going to this place to look at a camera. So we got to this guy's house, and I just remember it being packed with electronics. Although at that age, I'm not even sure if I knew the word electronics, but things your neighborhood junkie brought you. And so they were, I guess, negotiating some sort of a deal. I remember he was saying to the guy, like, do you want to play pool against my kid for everything in this house? And the guy, like, looked and was like, what do you mean by everything in this house? And the guy said, like, what did your kid, like, one of these hustler kids or something? I remember the old man saying, he's 11 years old. He's a cripple. He limps. And he said, walk across the room for this man. And I just assumed that I probably need to limp. And I limped. I limped across the room. And I don't know, the guy had a few cocktails down him, and this is how this stuff goes, is that, you know, eventually it's like, yeah, I can beat an 11-year-old. You can't. It's a hustle. I mean, I was pretty good, and I was going to get to Taco Quickie after we got out of there and get 3 or 4 tacos or something for 35 cents a piece or whatever they went for those days. And this, to me, was the big payoff. And this is not a lot of pressure, an 11-year-old. And when you're playing an 11-year-old and you realize you're playing for everything in the house, and the 11-year-old's playing for 3 tacos, there's a whole different set of rules. The balls get smaller. They just, the 8 becomes the size of, I don't know, a little kernel of corn or something. Of course I won. I was good until I was in my 20s, and then I remember being in this bar in Lancaster. I was living out in Lancaster and working on a ranch, shoveling and we'd go to this bar after and drink beers. There was a 14-year-old girl in there playing pool. Her dad brought her in there, and I drank a bunch of beers or something, and one thing led to another, and the next thing you know, I'm playing this 14-year-old girl for, I think it's 50, 75 bucks a game, one or the other, and she just wiped the bar up with me because the balls got smaller.
Thanks to Nason and our boy, David Weinberg, for producing that story for Snap,